In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program, The Teacher. I'm your host, Muhammad. Please stay with us. Today's story, The Life and Character of Ayatollah Vahid Khorasani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
Dear listeners, Ayatollah Mirza Hussein Vahid Khorasani was born on March 21, 1921 in Nishapur, a city 120 kilometers from Mashhad, into a religious and God-fearing family. After learning literature, he finished his Sath studies under the care of Ayatollah Sheikh Muhammad Naqvandi. Sath studies are the preliminary studies in the Islamic seminary. After finishing Sath studies, students of seminaries have to participate and attend the lessons of Kharij. Okay, Dars Kharij. And Ayatollah Vahid Khorasani, he became acquainted with the Kharij jurisprudence lessons of Ayatollah Mirza Mahdi Isfahani and Ayatollah Ashtiani. He greatly benefited from their lessons. Ayatollah Vahid Khorasani learned philosophy and wisdom from the late Mirza Abul Qasim Ilahi and Mirza Mahdi Ashtiani. Around the year 1948, he went to the city of Ray, a city close to Tehran, to see the late Ayatollah Hujjat Kuh Kamari. After some scientific talks with him, he obtained the permission for ijtihad, which means that he became a mujtahid. He no longer needed to do taqlid of other maraja. He had the knowledge to deduce the laws of Islam himself from the source, Islamic sources. In order to increase his knowledge of religion, Ayatollah Vahid Khorasani became acquainted with the views of the Maraja of Najaf Seminary while he had obtained the degree of Ijtihad. So he migrated to Najaf to attend the seminary there while he was 27 years old. In the city of Najaf, he attended the lessons of Ayatollah Abdul Hadi Shirazi, Ayatollah Hakim, and especially Ayatollah Khoui. In around the year 2011, Ayatollah Vahid Khorasani returned to Iran, and ultimately he migrated to Qom and began teaching lessons to the seminary students in Qom.
پیغمبر فرمود توبا، کلمه توبا
The Holy Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, the seal of prophets, has in several occasions used the word Tuba, which stands as the name of a tree in heaven, in his words. The word Tuba is not used simply, and whenever the Holy Prophet or one of the infallible Imams use this word, it indicates that the subject is of much importance. Now, the words of Prophet Muhammad are full of meanings, and that he uses a special word is very important. Who is Prophet Muhammad, and what does it mean to be the seal of prophets? This is not something that we can simply understand. Early verses of chapter An-Najm in the Holy Quran describe some points about Prophet Muhammad. Nor does he speak out of his own desire. It is just a revelation that is revealed to him. Then he drew nearer and nearer until he was within two bows' length, or even nearer. Each word used by the Holy Prophet of Islam is an ocean of senses and meanings. There are deep meanings in his words. Now, there is an interpretation of the word Tuba here. The heaven and this beautiful tree in heaven, which is of course the symbol of salvation, belong to someone who feels the existence of Imam al-Mahdi during his occultation.
برای کسی که ادراک کند او را در غیبتش.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. We were talking about Grand Ayatollah Vahid Khorasani, who is one of the Shia religious authorities. That is, he is Marja Taqlid, or source of emulation. As you know, all Muslims are duty-bound to do research into the laws of religion. Okay? However, such a task is extremely difficult. They're allowed to follow the views of a person who has the knowledge. And these people who have the knowledge are called marja'u taqlid. So everyone who is not a mujtahid has the duty to do taqlid, or emulate, one of the religious authorities, marja of taqlid. Ayatollah Vahid Khorasani is one of these marja of taqlids. Ayatollah Vahid currently holds lessons on jurisprudence and principles of jurisprudence in the Qom Seminary. His class is wonderful, because hundreds of knowledgeable seminary scholars attend his lessons. Ayatollah Vahid Khorasani has also written many books, such as Book on Practical Islamic Laws, which is called Risala in Arabic, Laws of Immigrants, The Link Between Prophethood and Imamat, Becoming Familiar with the Roots of Religion, Rites of Hajj, In Memory of the First Oppressed One, and many other books. Grand Ayatollah Vahid Khorasani places high importance on the Fatimiyya days, the days on which people hold mourning ceremonies for Lady Fatima Zahra. In a meeting he had with one of the presidents of Iran several years ago, he asked the president to make the day of the martyrdom of Lady Fatima Zahra a day off, so that people may attend morning sessions for Her Holiness. And the government did exactly that. Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Dear listeners, Ayatollah Vahid Khorasani is considered as a powerful speaker who is able to impart information which requires expertise, especially when it comes to teaching Kharij lessons of jurisprudence and the principles of jurisprudence. Grand Ayatollah Vahid Khorasani is a devout and sincere individual in all acts of worship. He himself lays a great deal of emphasis on moral and spiritual issues, and he first and foremost acts upon these issues himself. According to his students, he keeps vigil and performs recommended acts. It means that he stays up at nights and performs the night prayer and engages in supplication and invocation. This characteristic of his has made him a blessing not only for Iran, but for the Shia world as well. Another unique trait of Ayatollah Vahid Khorasani is his special devotion and love for the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. The morning ceremonies he holds are very well known. He has said that one should do everything one can to keep the memory of the Prophet and his progeny alive, especially the doyen of martyrs, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Grand Ayatollah Vahid Khorasani and his office have made great efforts so that mourning ceremonies for the martyrdom of Lady Fatima Zahra is held in the best possible way all over Iran. According to one of his students, Ayatollah Vahid Khorasani, as a top marja, does not expect anything for what he does from anyone and wants to only perform his duty. Grand Ayatollah Vahid Khorasani is also very skilled and well-versed in stating the virtues of the Ahlul Bayt. And this is a God-given gift. It's not something he has learned or acquired. May Allah protect Ayatollah Vahid Khorasani and grant him success.
اللهم كل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلاً بعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعاً وتمتعه فيها تبي.
Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about Grand Ayatollah Vahid Khorasani. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.